tell you, I
guess what? He's still going to owe it to you.
I'll tell you one thing. J.D. Brown worked his ass off day and night. And I don't think there's a better matchmaker anywhere than him. And that goes for name him. I ain't going to name him because I'm just not. J.D. Brown, I wouldn't have nobody else make a match for me today. He's a prick. Let's face it. He gets mad, screams and yells, but he makes some good matches. And he won't let you make a bad match. That's the thing about it. And he did advise me. He says, don't fight Tony Jeter. Fight somebody who we can get the ring rust off. And Jimmy said, I ain't going to fight nobody but Tony Jeter.
That's what he said. Yeah.
And that's the way he thinks. So, but J.D., anybody that's thinking about being a fighter or...
Don't call me.
You call him because he'll get you.
I just want to thank the folks that did come out. Thank the writers for writing about the fight. And, put in there. Tony Jeter did a hell of a job. Did a hell of a job tonight. He fought a smart fight. And, Joppy called me after the weigh-in on Friday. He said, man, Jeter's strong as shit. He shook hands with you. And you squeeze his hands so tight, and Joppy got hands like catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
Joppy's hands are like catcher's, but they're so big. And he told me then, he said, Tony's really strong. So like Jimmy said, you're much stronger this time than you were last time. I take my hat off to you. Keep up the good work, and hopefully you get a world title soon.
Dude, I felt Jimmy was stronger this time. Wow. Really? That just shows the type of fight we just put on. And that's why I'm going to continue to say this. A fight like myself and Jimmy Lang, because we all cut from the same cloth. It's going to be an action-packed war. You're not going to see one guy dancing around. You're just going to see blow for blow, blood for blood, knockdowns. I mean, mouthpieces, knockouts. It's going to be a real-deal fight, it's hopefully everybody there did get their money's worth.
There ain't no question about it,
Tom. I think it was a phenomenal fight. I haven't seen
especially
it.
Especially you.
Well, I have a lot of lumps and bruises right now, so I can feel what happened. I haven't actually seen it, but I can definitely feel it. Right now, in my dressing room, it was a tough one. But I was sore, A fight like that is a to the body. But yeah, I am happy I won it. Like I said, Jimmy Lang could come back. He'll be right back. I love that fight right there. He didn't go crazy, but he'll come back and get another fight, and then maybe we do something later on, I'm not opposed to doing it again. Maybe he gets a fight in between, gets some ring rust off, I don't know, get a win, and then boom, we do it again. Because a fight like Jimmy Lang, he brings out the best in me, and I bring out the best in him. And a fight like that, it would be a good fight.
You should be allowed to bring a sledgehammer to
it. He did. Did you see my face? Holy shit.
All right, everybody. We want to thank both guys, gentlemen, John, Tony, Robert, JD. Thank you, everybody.
Like I said, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to fight you again.